He gave me a choice that wasn't really a choice. Another illusion. I want the truth, I said to him. Tell me why I am really here. He did not chastise me for being impolite, for daring to criticize him. Instead, he just bowed his head. Everything I told you about your uncle and my Shifu was true. You saw it in the letter. He told me that you would be able to help me, and he asked me to protect you. Bringing you here means I could do both, he said, appealing for me to understand. It incensed me further that he believed he was justified in his decision to lie to me. You thought you could use me for your needs and then discard me, I spat. You thought I was a poor mortal girl having to play for her keep, and you thought how delighted would she be if I brought her to my celestial manor, if I showed her my magic and my glorious world and made sure she would want for nothing. How grateful she would be, should be, how appreciative. She should be falling down at my feet in thanks. He stared at me, the shock plain on his face. That was not my intention, he protested, but I was not interested in his excuses. I'm sure you have your reasons, whatever they may be, I choked out. Perhaps they are even valid, but right now I do not want to hear it. Leave me to be angry. I deserve that at least. I picked up my chin and my stand, and left him standing there in the pavilion by himself.